You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Ken, you gave us an initial take on Cincy and Kansas City. Ja'Marr Chase is expected to play for the Bengals. Frank Clark, Chiefs pass rusher, added to the injury report this morning with an illness, now listed as questionable. You don't like to hear that if you've been on Kansas City. And Joe Mixon, this is my words, not anybody else's, probably on the wrong side of questionable at this point, still not cleared from concussion protocol despite practicing all week. Ken, the Chiefs holding steady as 2.5-point road favorites in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, a ton of interesting stuff in this game, obviously. I think there's just 2 points I would make. You know, I'm not like the X's and O's person. It's more like market analysis and just kind of like macro big picture stuff. Hugely important game for a bunch of things. The Bills obviously won on Thursday night, and there are two games that we're going to talk about now. And one involves the Chiefs and one involves the Dolphins. If both teams lose, so the Dolphins are a dog to San Francisco. We'll talk about that game in a second. They lose. And let's say the Chiefs are only 2.5 on the road, may not have their best pass rusher or one of their two best pass rushers, and maybe a little shorthanded. Let's say the Bengals get them, two small spread games. Bills are back in the driver's seat. Buffalo is back in the driver's seat. They'd be the one seed tomorrow, and they would, had Francis scored a third goal, which is really unfortunate.
Yes, but, and it was Mbappe.
And it was Mbappe who now takes a very massive lead to win the Golden Boot Award, which is interesting. So anyway, if you care about World Cup awards, I would say Mbappe Golden Boot, Messi Golden Ball is now like a very, very likely duo of things that will probably happen in the tournament. All right. Anyway, so the ramifications of this game for the AFC standings are huge. The Bills can be right back in the driver's seat very fast here. And I think everybody kind of like, you know, it was the Chiefs. The Chiefs were the favorite to win the Super Bowl this week for the first time. And all that happened is the Bills steamrolled the Patriots and the Chiefs might lose. And the Bills are the one seed again, which is very interesting. So ramifications of that are cool. And then the other thing, just like kind of a gambling take for people, when we know teams and they play each other a lot and we know what those point spreads are, to me, those aren't games that are very likely to produce valuable bets because we know everything about the game. Teams have played multiple times recently. We had betting markets for those games. There are not a ton of impactful injuries. Does Joe Mixon matter for fantasy? Yes. Is that like a big player for the point spread of this game? No. We know so much. Like the games on the board, like think about the games on the board where we don't know so much, where it's like a total guess. Mike White in his second start for the Jets. Like Deshaun Watson starting for the Browns, everything about the Seahawks, Rams, and Packers, Bears games, like everything about those games. Like if we view the point spread as a guess, like if you think about it that way, like it's a guess about the difference between the teams. Those are four games where I don't think we have a clue what the difference between those teams are in those games. I think we have a great idea what the difference between these two teams are. And I think it's the Chiefs by a little bit. And I think that's what the market reflects, basically. Just not a take on like what's going to happen on the field. But I think like a good way to think about betting in general and games in general, what are games where we know everything about the game and everybody else does too? So maybe there's not a valuable bet. And what are games where we're all guessing and maybe there can be valuable bets to make?
Nick and Ken here. You better your bets countdown to kick off week 13 NFL Sunday on the BetQL network. Dolphins and Niners, huge game in the Bay Area. Mike McDaniel returns to San Francisco to take on his former teacher, Kyle Shanahan, and the Niners. And bad news for Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. Going to be without both of the starting offensive tackles. Austin Jackson was already out. Teron Armstead was doubtful. ESPN's Jeff Darlington, who's connected to the Dolphins organization, reporting Armstead will not play today for Miami. And San Francisco getting a couple positive pieces of injury news, at least pregame. We'll see what happens when stuff is official, but it looks like Trent Williams, who missed Friday's practice, their Hall of Fame left tackle, is going to be good to go. And there was conflicting stuff on Deebo Samuel and his availability. The last report that I saw from at ESPN's Adam Schefter seemed to strongly indicate that Deebo was going to play today for San Francisco. So Niners can get in bed a little bit here as we approach kickoff San Francisco and Miami in the long-awaited Super Bowl 19 rematch.
Yeah, this is one of those games that's a perfect example of like just because people are making bets early in the week and the line's moving one way doesn't mean it can't like snap back the other way really fast, especially if there is a really negative injury report and a really positive injury report for the other team. Like injury reports will often guide line movement in the middle of the week. What do we got? We got a Poland goal or something? What's going on?
No, they just literally like a bicycle kick right in front of the net and right at Lloris. So it's like even like and Lewandowski missed one right in front of the net. It's just like
That's unfortunate.
Poland. I'll tell you, give you Poland credit. They're staying on brand throughout this game.
Sure. Fair enough. Fair point. Sorry, where was I going here? What was I talking about?
Dolphins and Niners.
Thank you so much. Not Poland and France. Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't? Is the college football playoff? That's actually coming up later too.
And look, and
So
we
this
can
was
hold the
the.
money line dog parlay to start the second hour if we want, so we can spend more time on this
Yeah,
game.
I can also do it very quickly. Just my only point on this game is, I think if the injury reports were going to be what we thought at the start of the week, then the Dolphins were going to be really valuable more than a field goal. Nick and I both bet the Dolphins +3.5, and then what happens, right? We make the bet. Injury reports come out in the middle of the week. Dolphins have a bad injury report, especially concerning their offensive line, and the Niners have a kind of a dicey injury report, but it ends up that everything's actually going to be pretty positive for them, I think. And what happens? San Francisco gets bet. So we're actually holding tickets at a worse number in this game. It's not that I think we have no chance. The Dolphins are a really good team, just that obviously you can get a better number right now. So market's been pretty interesting. Would expect the Niners to honestly get bet more probably as we go up to kickoff because five is like an irrelevant number. I think we could blow through five here and it maybe even be 5.5 by kickoff.
You gotta love, by the way, the report coming out this morning that the Niners and Jimmy G are open to like a contract that would
Yeah.
bring him back to the. So I'll tell you what, man, it was definitely worth it then to trade 1 million first round picks for Trey Lance, just like to never play and do nothing. That's great. Good asset
Sounds awesome.
management. I guess they might win the Super Bowl this year, so if they do, I'm sure that they don't care.
I'm Trey Wingo, and I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect.